Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest found himself in the library of heaven. And he saw books on every subject you can imagine. Books on science and medicine. Things like cancer cures that haven't even occurred yet. And then he saw one book that was called John 22. There are only 21 books in the Gospel of John. 22 had to do about the next greatest revival the world has ever seen. I want you to get some insight. I'll be right back. So, Dr. Brian Simmons, in the military, he gets radically saved. This was the Jesus movement. He was a druggie. Gets radically saved. Runs back to the army barracks. And what happened, Brian?
I was so excited over what happened. I just went through the barracks yelling out to all the men,
come and listen to what happened to me.
You've got to hear this. And we found a room in the barracks. We all got in there together, probably 50 men.
I've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior into my heart. This is about love. This is about acceptance. This is about...
And as I shared with them about my conversion, 10 people that very day came to know Jesus. It was so amazing. It made me think from that moment on, maybe I'm called. Maybe I have a calling to do something for God. I went from LSD to G-O-D. I went from, like, in one day's time, I went from being just really a very messed up, disturbed person to becoming one who loves Jesus, and he's put up with me ever since.
Now, he gets mentored and discipled, and his wife is as crazy as him about Jesus, as crazy as they were in drugs and things like that before they knew him, and they go to Central America with three children to a tribe that they didn't speak a word of their language. It was a tough time for them, needless to say. And so in desperation, Brian had an all-night prayer meeting with the craziest prayer you have ever heard. What was it?
Desperation drives you to desperate measures. And we had been in the jungle for 2 years. It was difficult. We had to break down their language, do a linguistic analysis. The people were very hard. They were very stubborn. They stole from us. They virtually closed their ears to the message we brought. And I cried out that night, middle of the night, and here's the crazy prayer. I said, Lord, if you don't come and move in this village, move in my heart and move in the hearts of these tribal people that have never heard, understood the gospel. If you don't move in power, I'm going to go back and tell every supporter, every prayer partner, every church we've ministered in that you weren't big enough to tackle the Payakuna people and to bring them to know you through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit.
Did you mean that?
I meant it with all my heart.
That is a desperate prayer. Did God answer?
Did he ever? That morning, the air around our village was supernaturally energized. I can't describe it other than it was just, you felt the presence, like God had stepped down, like a steel punch of God had come through the atmosphere. into our village. And here's what happened. I broke. My heart broke open. So I went to every hut in our village, over 500 people in our tribal village, and I went to every hut, started early in the morning, and I asked them to forgive me.
I
repented. And I said, I have not been the messenger of Jesus that I should have been to you. Would you forgive me? I've not loved you the way Jesus loves you. Would you forgive me? And would you come tonight and let me give you the living message of truth? I couldn't even get done asking them to forgive me. They would fall down on the ground. The power of God would land on them. And they had never experienced this before. And I had never seen anything like this before in the mid-80s. And there they were, trembling on the ground, shaking like a leaf in the wind. The power of the Holy Spirit had fallen on them, and they were weeping, and they were crying, and they had not even believed in Jesus yet. They were experiencing the power of God.
He then hears an audible voice. It was God. And what did God say?
It was 5 in the morning. I was, as I usually do every morning, I get up early, I seek the Lord, I pray. And there I am. I no sooner began to pray that he spoke audibly. It was not inside. It was not just a whisper in my ear. It was a sound that was all around me. And he says, I'm calling you back to North America. I'm going to send revival to the nations, and you're going to be a part of it.
He came back to the United States. He founded a church. And then one day, the wall melted.
I was in my room praying, and actually what I was doing was I was asking the Lord to help me as a pastor to show his love and to be the servant that he wanted me to be in our church. And the wall in front of me, 5 feet away from me, melted. It literally melted, and walking through the wall was this light so intense and so bright. It was a ball of light. It was so bright, I'm sure there was... The one I love was inside of that light, but I couldn't focus my eyes on it. It was so bright. All I could do is hide my face, and I still felt the light piercing through me. And I screamed, and I said, Lord, help me. Give me grace to endure this. And for it seemed like maybe 20 minutes, that light just burned through my life. It burned up some things that needed to be burned up. It exposed some things that needed to be exposed. And from that encounter, I became a different person. But I actually got to the point where I had to say, Lord, you're going to have to lift this from me. I'm going to die. You know, my wife will come home later and there'll be dust and ashes on the floor and she'll sweep it up, not realizing it's me. I just felt like I was going to be consumed in this fire.
So there would be less of you and more of God. Okay, when that happened,
a lot less.
But listen to this. When that happened, he then went out because he felt he was reminded he had to buy some milk. So you go to the store. What happens?
I remembered that it was my duty to get some milk for the family. I went to the grocery store.
That was very important after that experience,
right.
You understand.
So I make my way through the store, and I no sooner come through the door, and about a 10, 12-foot radius around me, any person that I passed fell over. They just fell over right out. And I thought, that's interesting. How could so many people have a heart attack at one time? And I really didn't know what it was. And halfway back to the dairy counter, the guy with the green vest looks down the aisle and sees what's happening, bodies out on the floor. And he started to panic. I realized, I know what this is. This is the presence. It's not me. It's the presence of the one who came to my room just a few minutes ago. He is clinging to me. The presence was on me for that day.
The children, when you went back to the church, what happened to them?
Well, I gave up on the milk and remembered that I had an appointment to speak in chapel. We had a wonderful school, beautiful kids, little kids in our school, first 6 grades, and I was going to be the chapel speaker that day, and I just remembered that. So I went into the office, and my staff froze like I hit the pause button on a remote control. They just froze staring at me. And for minutes. And finally, Jeff, one of my staff members, said, Pastor Brian, what happened to you? And I said, I'll tell you later. I've got to go speak in chapel. Made my way through the hall, went into the chapel. As soon as I came into the auditorium, every one of those children, probably 50 to 60 kids, every one of them fell down. The power of the Lord came into that chapel. They all ended up on the ground, and it was like a repeat of what I saw in the jungle. They were shaking and crying, and some
they've never seen anything like this.
These are children, and they're not, of course, going to make this up or just mimic somebody else. They were under God's power. Some saw angels, they told us later. Some were being taken up into heavenly visions, and I just sat there. I didn't know what to do. What do you do? Something like that.
You get out of the way. It's what you do.
Exactly what
but
I did.
God has given him a gift where it's almost like he sees, Brian sees a television screen and knows what's going to happen. When we come back, I want to find out when he saw this television screen of a baby that was dead coming back to life. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
My passion is for you to walk in divine health 24/7. That's why I handpick my favorite healing scriptures from many translations of the Bible, personalized them for you, and made them available in this free ebook. I want you to meditate or pray out loud these scriptures over your life daily and witness the supernatural healing power of God's kingdom come upon you.
Download your free healing scriptures ebook now.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So, Dr. Brian Simmons has this vision of a TV screen, and he sees a dead baby coming back to life. He's in India, 10,000 people. What happens?
I took 20 people from our church. We went to preach the gospel, to do works of charity and blessing in orphanages, and the one night, we had a large crowd, and as I was speaking from Luke 5, Jesus' power to heal,
there
that there was no sickness,
no disease
that Jesus Christ
that
could
Jesus
not heal.
Cannot heal.
Over in the left side of my vision, I saw a television screen open up, and I knew that whatever I was to see, I was to tell the vision. I saw it on a television, and what I saw was a mother weeping, carrying a dead baby. And I just, before I could think about
there's
it, I just spoke it out. I said, there's a woman that has come into the meeting tonight. You have come carrying a dead child. God wants to raise your baby from the dead. If you will come forward,
right now,
God is going to raise your child from the dead. And my team behind me, 20 of our people from our church, great, mighty, faith-filled people, they screamed out. I heard them behind me saying, no, Pastor Brian, oh, no.
What's the probability of someone bringing a dead baby to a meeting? Okay, go ahead.
And I'm sure they were, you know, what if it doesn't come back to life? What's going to happen to our whole thing? And so you heard the scream back in the crowd, and a mother made her way. This precious woman had walked all day through the heat from one village far away by foot. She came just as I spoke that vision. She had just come to the outer fringe of the meeting and heard that come out of the loudspeaker. She screamed and said, this is for me. And so she brought the child down to me. And I never took a Raising the Dead 101 course in Bible college.
I'm sure.
Matter of fact, I don't think they even believed in that in the Bible college I was at. But I didn't know what to do. I said, give me the baby. And I knew I couldn't, like, lay on it seven times or like the prophet did. I asked the Lord, what do you want me to do? And he said, take the child. I took the child. I laid that baby on a table much like this. And as soon as my hand hit the table and the baby's head was in my hand, it was like a lightning bolt came. And that child didn't get up. It jumped up. It just jumped right into the arms of his mother. The mother then, we made arrangements for transportation for her back to her village. She came late at night into the village bringing the baby that was alive. You see, he had drowned in a drainage ditch that morning, and the mother brought him all the way to our crusade, to our meetings there. And now they see this child alive coming back into the village. A church was birthed because of that resurrection. And And the pastor, guess who the pastors of the church are now?
The parents, obviously.
It's the mother who saw that resurrection and her dear husband. They are pastoring a church of well over 1,000 people south of Madurai, India, because of that miracle.
Okay, 2009, Ryan Simmons gets a new assignment. What happened?
Jesus Christ came into my room. He breathed on me, and he commissioned me.
When he breathed on you, I have to ask you this. What did it feel like?
It felt like a kiss from heaven. It felt like heaven's wind, the ruach, the breath, the wind of God that came upon me. And he spoke to me and said, I'm commissioning you to translate the Bible into the translation project that I'm giving you to do. And he promised that he would help me. And he promised me he would give me secrets of the Hebrew language.
Do you believe when he blew on you, there was an impartation for revelation?
I do. I believe the spirit of revelation was given. And I have to say, when he breathed on me, in no way would I want to compare that to the writers of the New Testament, the original writers, Moses and the Torah and Ezekiel. He breathed on me so that I would do the project, and I felt downloads coming instantly. I received downloads. It was like I got a chip put inside of me. I got a connection inside of me to hear him better, to understand the scriptures better, and hopefully to translate.
Are you finding that when people read the translation you're working on, that it almost does a mind bypass and goes directly into the heart?
I think that's a brilliant way to say it. The poetic language of Hebrew and Aramaic release something inside of us. It's divine. It is full of revelation. There's flavor. It's like thinking with your heart. It's like heart level to heart level, spirit to spirit, deep calling out to deep.
Passion is the operative word. This translation will give you that passion back. When we come back, I'm going to talk. As a matter of fact, Brian told me that he had a word. I believe it's going to release some miracles. Also, I've got to find out about that library. Are you interested? I know you are. Are you?
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get the powerful new Passion Translation Bible box set, which includes 15 of Brian Simmons' favorite books of the Bible in 8 easy-to-carry volumes. Included is this brand new Passion Translation of the Gospel of Matthew, available only through this TV offer for a limited time. Normally, you'd pay $120 for this box set, but through this exclusive offer for It's Supernatural, you can get it for a gift of only $89. That's a savings of $31. Include shipping and handling. Ask for offer number 1875. The romantic, poetic, heart-filled words of God will fill you with new passion and God's revival fire. You will get to know God on a deeper and more intimate level. The very words in this translation will go right past the defenses in your mind and right into your spirit. The Word of God will become so alive in you, and you will have a supernatural encounter with the glory and presence of God. You will get 8 volumes, which include 15 books of the Bible, including the Psalms, Proverbs, Song of Songs,
Divine Romance,
John, Matthew,
our loving King,
Luke and Acts,
and the lovers of God,
Hebrews and James,
Faithworks,
and Letters from Heaven.
By the Apostle Paul.
Don't miss out on getting the powerful new Passion Translation Bible box set, which includes 15 of Brian Simmons' favorite books of the Bible in 8 easy-to-carry volumes. Included is this brand new Passion Translation of the Gospel of Matthew, available only through this TV offer for a limited time. Normally, you'd pay $120 for this box set, but through this exclusive offer for It's Supernatural, you can get it for a gift of only $89. That's a savings of $31. Include shipping and handling. Ask for offer number 1875. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 1875 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, Brian Simmons was telling me at dinner last night about some revelations he got in translating the Bible about women. Tell me one.
Well, there is a well-worn verse in the Bibles of many men that have used this verse and have hurt people because of possibly a mistranslation. And it's Ephesians 5:22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your husband as unto the Lord. That is
That's
a pretty
powerful.
Daunting command. But the Aramaic language, again, Jesus spoke in Aramaic. He taught in Aramaic. The apostles taught in Aramaic as well. The Aramaic text is wives, be tenderly devoted to your husband, as the church is tenderly devoted to Christ.
Big difference. Okay, how in the world did you get into the library room of heaven? I want to go there.
Well, you know, as believers in Christ, there's only one entrance into the realm of the Spirit, and that is the name of Yeshua, the name of Jesus Christ. We don't work it up. We don't get into an ecstatic state on our own. I was actually asleep, and I was taken out of my body, and I was brought into this immense library room. I loved being there, and the Lord came up to me, and He said, Brian, I have brought you here to let you take any two books you want. And I'm just walking around, but it didn't take long before I saw a book that I knew I was to have. And then soon I saw another book I knew I was to have. But you'll never want me back on the show when I tell you what happened then.
What?
Well, I have to tell you the truth. I saw a third book, and I knew the Lord told me I could only take two. And in heaven, whatever you think is put out over the loudspeaker. Everyone hears it. Your thoughts are broadcasted. So here's what I hear coming out of the loudspeaker, and it's my own thoughts. How can I steal this book? And then I said, oh no, I'm shoplifting on God. I felt so ashamed but I knew if I could take this book, there was this book so, if I could just take this book back with me to the natural realm, it would trigger awakening in all the nations of the earth. It would bring it would make the name of Jesus famous in the world. But Jesus came to me and said, Brian, I cannot let you take this book. And he looked at me in the eyes with love that melted me. And he said, you are not ready for that book. Then he promised, but I will bring you back one day. And I will give you that book.
What was the title?
Written on the cover of the book was John 22.
But there's only 21 chapters in John. What's this 22?
Well, John 22... Go back to John 14:12, and you'll see that there is a greater works generation. The works that I do, you will do even greater works than these. I believe the John 22 generation will be a people that do the greater works of Jesus. They will not add to the scripture, and that's a sealed book, but it is a book that is unfolding, and the works of Jesus will be replicated by an entire generation of people that believe fully in the power of God.
I want you to pray. We have less than a minute left. Pray right now.
I just want to pray for you, and I have a prophetic word of knowledge. The Lord has shown me that there's someone watching, or perhaps even in the studio, that has Crohn's disease. If you have Crohn's disease, I'm speaking to you. This is a word for you. The healing fire of God right now is coming upon you and will heal you of that disease. Father, I pray blessing upon each one watching, each one, Lord, that takes part in this program today. Let the blessing of the awakening wind, let the breath, the Ruach of God, the awakening grace come upon everyone watching today and make us the daybreakers that will change this planet. In Jesus' name, amen.
I feel it now. How about you?
Call now and get the powerful new Passion Translation Bible box set, which includes 15 of Brian Simmons' favorite books of the Bible in 8 easy-to-carry volumes. Included is this brand new Passion Translation of the Gospel of Matthew, available only through this TV offer for a limited time. Normally, you'd pay $120 for this box set, but through this exclusive offer for It's Supernatural, you can get it for a gift of only $89. That's a savings of $31. Include shipping and handling. Ask for offer number 1875.
When Jesus breathed on me, an impartation came upon me to do this translation. And I believe that He will breathe on you when you read the words of the living God in the Passion Translation.
Through this Passion Translation, the romantic, poetic, heart-filled words of God will fill you with new passion and God's revival fire. You will get to know God on a deeper and more intimate level. The very words in this translation will go right to your soul, past the defenses of your mind, and right into your spirit. The Word of God will become so alive in you, and you will have a supernatural encounter with the glory and presence unlike anything you've experienced before. In the King James Version, Luke 1:37 reads, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." That same verse in the Passion Translation, "Not one promise from God is empty of power. For with God there is no such thing as impossibility." In the King James Version, James 4:8 reads, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you." That same verse in the Passion Translation, "Move your heart closer and closer to God, and He will come even closer to you."
It is a revival Bible because it carries the dynamic life and supernatural energy of God.
In this convenient box set, you will get 8 volumes, which include 15 books of the Bible, including the Psalms, Proverbs, Song of Songs, John, Matthew, Luke and Acts, Hebrews and James, and Letters from Heaven.
What a name, the Passion Translation. The passion of God is going to literally explode in you.
Don't miss out on getting the powerful new Passion Translation Bible box set, which includes 15 of Brian Simmons' favorite books of the Bible in 8 easy-to-carry volumes. Included is this brand new Passion Translation of the Gospel of Matthew, available only through this TV offer for a limited time. Normally, you'd pay $120 for this box set, but through this exclusive offer for It's Supernatural, you can get it for a gift of only $89. That's a savings of $31. Include shipping and handling. Ask for offer number 1875. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 1875 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest had a vision of an angel. And as a result of this visitation, his life was so transformed that he's not the man that he was before. When you capture the information this angel gave him, you will be a powerhouse too. Are you interested?
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.